Hi Sagittarius, April here from Real Talk Tarot, and today I've got your general overall collective reading for the month of September. So Sagittarius, two things are coming through here, and one is being industrious, okay, being a little worker, getting shit done. And also, a change in status could be happening, okay? And I'm talking relationship status. We see you coming out of the Four of Swords. I think someone is here to help you. You might have felt like a single, abundant person on your own and that you could handle this, all right? But everyone needs a break, Sag. So I'm feeling like there could be something coming in that's going to assist you with that. Something will also be revealed that's going to allow you to let go of something that maybe you've been holding on to, for better or worse, so that a cycle can finally close out here with the World card. So let me tell you, we're going to go back. We're going to take a couple steps back because I just jumped right into everything. Your spirit animal, being the ant, is about community, teamwork, working together, okay? It's also about survival, all right? Maybe even a little survival of the fittest. Okay, I don't know if you know this about ants, because I just learned this, that they burrow under sand and they kind of hide, and their mouths are open like a trap. And when a little bug jumps on there, they fall right into the ant's mouth. So it's kind of like a little sand trap, if you will. So, yeah. I don't know. What have you caught in your trap, Sagittarius? Do tell. because this shows you being... Maybe it's an end to, like I said, having to fend for yourself, okay? You're going to catch up with the rest of the ants, or they're going to catch up with you. Either way, this is about moving forward in a collaborative teamwork kind of way, right? All right, so that was just the pre-shuffle messages. So let's get into some actual card reading here. That was just kind of a teaser. But again, it's about being industrious, okay? Maybe your goal is to become that single, financially independent person, all right? But I feel like whatever cycle you're in right now is getting ready to close out here in September. So, spirit and spirit guides, need some messages, please, for the starseed of Sagittarius for the month of September. What are the messages of guidance, healing, warning do you have for the starseed of Sagittarius, please? All right, so, yeah, again, you had the Four of Swords reversed in the preliminary, and we start out this read with the Nine of Swords reversed. Also a card of coming out of some kind of cycle of regrets, depression, all right? we've either run out of options or we're not seeing these options as viable anymore here with the Seven of Cups reversed. Yeah, the Queen of Swords, somebody's cutting, and that's most likely you cutting through the bullshit, okay? Because you're dealing with the King of Swords. This is a couple, all right, or a partnership of some kind. You're the King of Swords, but this guy's in reverse, all right? So you might have been at odds with this King of Swords. Whatever the situation is, though, you're no longer seeing it as a viable option. Being the Queen of Swords, you're just not even, you are not entertaining this bullshit right here. I think you've got, you know, you've seen it all, you've done it all. No one would even believe half of it, you know. So I don't see you dealing with this King of Swords in a very friendly way. Let's just say that. All right, let's get some more cards out of here, please. Oop. Okay. We have the Knight of Wands reversed and the Eight of Wands reversed. So some communication has been blocked. Okay. I kind of feel like you might be protected spiritually or even by someone right here in 3D is protecting you from this King of Swords behind the scenes. Maybe that aunt isn't even you. It could be this other. I'm going to pull a couple more cards from here, and then I'm going to clarify it. Let's see if we can get some more on this. Yeah, now that's... I'm not taking the ones that turned over, but I am going to take Strength turned sideways. Okay, so I mean, you are probably... inconsistent with your energy right now. Alright, sometimes it's high and low and all over the place, right? Definitely with the Chariot reversed. That's an imbalance of a lack of movement. It's keeping you from focusing on your real goal. It's just a distraction. But I feel like you're being protected from it. Alright, let's get a couple more. Alright. Four of Pentacles, looking for stability. That's all you've ever wanted in your life, right? I mean. And the Page of Pentacles. So there is an offer of hope here. There is maybe a fresh new idea. You have to cut through all this other crap so that you can get to this Four of Pentacles here. Let's pull some clarifiers on these. Let me see if we can get a little clarity on these cards here. Two of Wands. I see that you were waiting for ships to come in. I don't know if you're still doing that. I think you might be ready to set sail and maybe hijack your own ships, you know? A little piracy here. Pay attention to that message. Piracy, I don't know why that just came out, but maybe someone's trying to take credit for something that you've done or will attempt to, okay? Try to devalue you in some way. Someone could hijack your heart and your bank account. All right, let's get some more clarifiers here. What can you tell me about the story here for Sag? for the month of September. Someone's manipulating a situation to delay or stop a transformation. All right. And I really think that's that King of Swords reversed. He is someone who wants total control of you and everything regarding you. But again, you're protected. It's not happening, Captain. So I don't know. This could be at work. It could be in a family situation. It could be both. It could be all anything. But I just really feel like someone's trying to someone's getting in the mix here that shouldn't be. Because we have the Three of Pentacles reversed. Let's get a couple more clarifiers, please. And then I'm going to move on to okay. Well, before I do that, I gotta let you hear this mess. You got justice reversed, okay? So something about the situation is imbalanced. It's not right. Some injustice. Could be a legal situation as well. Again, I said piracy. Maybe some of you will be suing someone for copyright or something of that nature. Four Cups, someone's refusing an offer here. Maybe you're refusing an offer from this King of Swords, because you already know. Again, I said you were the Queen of Swords, the Queen of Truth, Justice. You're not playing with this fool. Alright? Seven of Cups, reversed again. That's double confirmation that these are not opportunities being presented to you. They are potential pitfalls, really, like traps. High Priestess reversed. I hope this is not you, Sag. Get in tune with your intuition. This is someone who's not. But again, this could be a secret being revealed. Okay, somebody knows something that is going to probably change the situation in some way. It's going to create this death that someone's been trying to avoid. Okay. All right, so those are your clarifiers. Now, we're going to move over to the crystal deck of healing. And we're going to see what are the crystals Sag can use this month for protection, for healing, assist them, guide them. Crystals for Sagittarius, please, for the month of September. Gemstones. We have the Pearl. This is love, trust, and emotional healing. Okay. You're going to trust in yourself. And once you are able to heal whatever wounds, maybe even delusions or illusions you had about how a situation could or should be. Okay. Get some more. Two more, please, for Sag. Two more gemstones. This Spirit is not screwing around with your reading today. They are just all on it. Hematite. Grounding, practicality, and courage. You're definitely a strong, fiery energy here. That's like, I don't know. You're just very, you'll be, this will help you calm and ground, like, so you could, like, almost walk through fire or something, you know, without getting burnt. Sardonyx, happiness, stability, marriage, and partnerships. Okay. That's not exactly what I saw in this reading, Sag, but it's entirely possible that you can turn this around. I mean, I suppose we have free will. You can make this go. You do have the magician down here, so this is about manifesting. This is what you would like to manifest: happiness, stability, marriage, and partnerships. Okay, but healthy ones, right? Please and thank you. All right. Oh, I almost forgot. I have my own little spiritual guidance deck here, and we're gonna see what messages do my ancestors, and quite possibly yours as well, coming through in these cards. What messages do we have for Sag? You must have bumped your head. Okay, so you are looking at somebody like, you done bumped your head too hard if you think you're messing with the Queen of Swords. Like, just stop. Okay, let's get another one. That's funny. Blindsided. All right, so if you don't use your intuitive abilities and stay on top of the situation, and don't allow distractions, because this King of Swords reversed might try to blindsight your ass with some BS. One more from this one. Want to stand out? Try modesty. Okay, we don't have enough of that in the world. We have a ton of braggarts, everybody running around talking about, look what I can do. But modesty is a very attractive quality. Just do what you have to do. Keep your head down and stay in your own lane, Sag. Alright? Now I'm gonna get the big boy deck out here. This thing is flipping huge. Alright, I'm gonna try to shuffle it. If that's what you call it. Oh my goodness. By my angel spirit guides. What messages do you have? I have to literally just kind of do this in chunks. It's ridiculous. Okay. Alright, for Sagittarius spirit, what do we have? Soul retrieval. Oh, I like this. Okay. So you might be remembering. Okay, you are going to be remembering who you are, what you stand for, what you're capable of, what you've done in the past, in this life and others. Right? Let's get another one, please, Scott. Judas, huh? Well, there's no surprise there with the King of Swords reversed. That would probably be your Judas. Alright? This is somebody smiling in your face, stabbing you in the back. And one more, please. Codependency. You might realize it in yourself or someone else, but that is the cycle coming to an end. All right? We are either going to start over in a healthy way or we're not doing it at all. That's what I get from that. All right. Okay, Sagi, let's see. This thing's gone on long enough, I think. We're going to wrap this up with the Prism Oracle card. We're going to see what the energies and auras are flowing in and around the stars of the patch, please. Thank you, Spirit. First one out. Comfort reversed. Okay, so you're not feeling very comfortable here. Probably as we're going through these changes, or you're learning new truths, or it's just not comfortable going through change. All right, let's face it. All right. Let's just be real. Let's get right. Isolation. Okay, so Sag, while you are busy working for your pentacles here, again, I thought you were, you know, maybe that's why the ants came in, to remind you that there are, you have a team that could help you. You don't necessarily have to do this alone, all right? Even if you're feeling alone in it, and that no one understands you, maybe they don't, but they're willing to try. They're willing to help you, all right? One more, please. Or actually, I want two more. Two more, please. Okay. And these two just popped out. Oh, I like it. Happiness. And this one, anger. You might make someone angry with your choices. You know, they might not like it. Or shit. Happiness, because that's what you're going for, okay? This is about self-love, being happy. All right, and that's what we all deserve to be. So go ahead and do what you got to do. All right. Okay, Sagi, that's your reading for September. I hope you enjoyed it. I would love to have you back again. And as always, stay blessed, and stay tuned.